Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And it's great to be here, and I love that introduction. I think it's the best introduction ever. I'm trying reverse psychology now, so I think we should never change it, because it's awesome.
You're so generous, Ed. I'll take that as a compliment.
That's how I roll.
Hey, all right. So today's question is one of those questions that, man, any growing church is thinking through, especially as they think about adding services and when is that moment when they need to go from two to three. I think we've addressed going from one to two on different podcasts. Yeah, but how do you go from two to three? So here's the question, and it came from one of the Plus members, so I'll read it for us. So without hurting the existing two services, what factors do we need to consider to know when a third service is needed? I've heard a benchmark across churches, something about 80% being full, but I'm not sure if that's true. In our context, we have two Sunday morning identical services that are 60% full. So both of them are 60% full in our adult service and 60% full for kids in 1 hour. The other service, it's 60% full for the adults and 30% full for kids. So all that said, what are your thoughts on should he go to three services? What should that look like?
Well, so 60% full. Now, of course, the rule has been 80%, yes. But that, I think people sort of nowadays think that that it's a little less now. I've heard people talk about the 70% rule and stuff like that. But the 80% rule is a good...
Is it just because it feels like people like spreading out? Is that why?
Yeah. So basically when you're 80, let's say your architect says your seating capacity is 200, that really your seating capacity is 160 because don't like to sit. I mean, they don't mind sitting, shoulder to shoulder with their husband or wife or their kids. There's always like a space between them and the other person.
Yeah. Okay.
So the old rule back to the church growth movement, this is like way back, is if it's 80% full, you're full. But now people would say less, but I would actually say that probably in the case of this person, that I'm not sure that I would go to a third service yet. That's really not his question, so I'll answer the question at hand. But partly because I'd like to see those numbers be like 70-75% in both of those services, because then you can drop down to 60%. So in other words, imagine where he is now. He's, going to church and there's 200 seats and there's 180 people in them, let's just say. But he could add more. He could add another 10% and then just drop down a little bit more. So it'd be less of a shock. The other thing is, do we know the size of his services as well?
No, he just gave us percentages.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Because there is a sense, I'm really way more hesitant to do this when the size of your service is under 100. Now, sometimes you have to. Okay. Space is kind of a thing. But if you can stay over 100, then I think there's a certain, how do you put it? There's a certain momentum that sort of remains there. So if I was let's say seats 100 in his room, and they were 60 and 60, that's when it gets a little tricky. Small room, small crowd, you can feel suddenly like, 50 people is a very different feel, or 40 people is a very different feel than 60 people in a room of 100. But in general, what I would like to see is a little closer to 70 or so in one or both services. Maybe one service is 75, one 65, whatever it may be. And then I would send out the people. Now, here with one caveat, I mean, a lot of times starting a new service is reaching a new group of people. It's reaching a new community. So there's not just space reasons. There's missional reasons to do that. Hey, there's a lot of people who come to church Sunday morning, or don't, maybe they would never come to church Sunday morning, but they'd come Saturday night. The most frequent attended church time in the Northeastern United States is actually Saturday night because of the Catholic Saturday night mass. So I would say if there's a missional reason combined with significant momentum is already growing, I might do that. It's interesting too, Daniel, that his services were the same size, because that's unusual. Typically, mm-hmm. one is smaller than the other. The church I'm the teaching pastor at, we just this Sunday had a bunch of people called Come Early Missionaries. Someone else came up with the nifty name. But the idea was that our 11 o'clock, our 10:30 service was full, pulling out chairs, people standing. And yet our early service was, which is 8:15. There's a big gap between them because we do multi-site where the speaker goes to four places on Sunday morning. So it's not right flip-flop over each other. But we asked people to move forward. And it felt very different in both services. The late service still has a great energy, even though there's 60 people, 70 people, maybe more or less in that service. And the early service had a lot more energy. So I want to see that kind of positive momentum after that shift.
Yeah, that's okay. This is huge because obviously there's the question at hand, but all our listeners are listening in and they're probably like, okay, what principles can we take away from this? So what I'm hearing you say is this idea of maybe it's not 80%, maybe we need to think a little bit more 70% as a principle. However, if you are under 100, yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, once you, if you, let's say have 60 people, so math wise, 60 people in each service, and then you're remaining there and then you start a new service, then you might actually have one service that's 20 or 30 people.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it just feels funky, right?
Yeah, for sure. And here's what I would say. Let's look at both those things. So yes, I think that 80% is less nowadays. I think people take up a lot more space. Americans are bigger. Only airline seats are getting smaller. So I think that I would be open to look at that. If I, you know, let's say I had a 300 seat sanctuary,
okay,
I would be open to looking at that at 70%, 60%, maybe a little less. So unless this was like a new prime slot, like a Saturday night, people were open to Saturday night. We've seen other churches, you know, be successful Saturday night. But for the smaller church of 100, here's how I would do it. Cause I've been in a room that sat, I think 150, and we went to a second service. But what we did is we had to be really super careful. We said, listen, we're actually asking for some of you to come to our ministry service. So we called it a ministry service. So we'd have a service at, I don't remember the time, so forgive me, but let's say 9:30 and 11. We had a service at 9:30, which was for the ministry leaders who were working with the kids. You know, the value of having two services is, you know, you serve in one, you worship with the other. And so what we did is we said, all right, we're full this service anyway. So if some of you are kind of pioneer spirit, why don't you come down? There's going to be about 40 or 50 of us at the 9:30 service. But we sort of know that. It's got a nice feel to it. We fellowship beforehand. We have donuts and visit. And then the big service is the 11 o'clock service. So that gave us sort of, we lowered the expectation of what the 9:30 would be like. And people are like, hey, this is really cool. We get more access to the pastor. Sometimes I do Q&A during that service and made it a better experience. And then probably, you know, that was spring. By the time we got to fall, we had enough people where we said, let's just launch an official second service. And that's how we did it.
Okay. I love that. Hey, before we talk about, because there's another variation of maybe shrinking services, but before we get that, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor and we'll come back to that. Considering the seismic cultural shifts all around us, we must ask what lies ahead for Christians around the world. No one has done more to startle the church from its slumber than Len Sweet, and no one has equipped the church as effectively. Rings of Fire is a benchmark book from a seminal leader of the modern evangelical movement. In this book, Len outlines over 25 rings of fire facing the church and how we can walk in faith through this volcanic future. You can get your copy of Rings of Fire at navpress.com. Now back to the podcast. All right, so Ed, in what context or in what situation would you actually recommend that, let's say, instead of going to a third service, they say, okay, we're going to go and find a building that seats more, but we're going to go down to one service? When would you give that advice?
Well, it's hard to go from two to one. I'm always a fan of two. I mean, anytime you have two, it's just good. It's healthy. It lets you serve in one, attend the other, that kind of stuff. It just helps a lot of people to when you have two services. But I do think that, you know, I mean, that 100-seat sanctuary for a growing church is always a tough one. And if you can get something bigger than that, 150, 200, where you can grow into it and multiply without feeling like it's just decimated the attendance, and that's sometimes what it feels like. When you got a 120-seat sanctuary, which I had, and you move 40 people out, it's like, where our church is dying. Well, no. And or here's my favorite thing. Like every summer, people thought our church was dying. It's like, no, our church is not dying. It's summer. People just come less in summer. Like, oh, what are we going to do? And then fall, everyone's back. So I'm like, you know, just relax. So by the way, speaking of starting second service, don't start a second service in the summer. I mean, unless you're in some place where summer is a growing time. And the other thing too is always what we try to do is we do it for a season. So we sort of say, hey, we're going to do a second service experiment for, through the fall. So for September, October, November, we're going to do a second service, which is great where we live because, you know, once you get to and where you live now, January, February, and March, it's basically the dark tundra of depression. So you can kind of say we're going to do it for 3 months. And then if it works, you can actually say we're going to extend it if it really works well. Usually it doesn't, but it builds some momentum. And then you say, okay, we're going to come back and revisit this in the spring, and then it may work and stay the second time.
Okay, that's really smart. That's smart. Yeah, I mean, there's also another variation where your kids, you might be 60% capacity in your adult service, but your kids' space may be at 100%, right? So that's, I mean...
Yeah, and he sort of implied that. He had 60, 30. 60 in one no, and 60, 60 30 in 40 the other, or something like that in the other. So in that case, what I would say is there might be a conversation with some parents, particularly if you can't build out new space. I really want to wait until I can really move forward with momentum on that second service. So there are some ways I can manage the challenges of a first service. And from there, of one service and then moving second. And from there, I think I can move forward with more energy and momentum. So what I would say is, it's kind of like this. The first time the idea comes around, I'm probably not going to do it. But the second or third time it comes around, I'm going to have built up the energy and focus to do it.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, regardless of whether you're at one service, two services, or three services, and you're but as long as you're on that trajectory of growth, what I'd say is make sure that you're creating different teams in every service opportunity, right? So not necessarily have like a team, B team in terms of one team is better than the other, but from the sense of, let's say you have ushers and you have a team and you have this culture where you are attending one and serving the other, how do you actually multiply that so that it's not just you're always attending one and serving another, or people are on a rotation of one on, you know, or two on, three off, or whatever that rotation is, but how do you make sure that people are beginning to form teams and it's not just one-off serve opportunities, but there's a lot of people in that position, but there's team dynamic that develops so that when you are launching that new service, you can actually say, hey, instead of saying, hey, whoever wants to come help out, but you can actually, instead of doing that, you can actually shoulder tap a team leader and their team and say, hey, would you guys as a team be willing to go to this service? And then people are going to be more likely to move, because then it's so much of, you know, which service you're going to, especially when you have multiple services in a church, is community. And I know there are some people who will, based on what happened the day before, the morning of, they're going to switch services. But by and large, people like to sit in the same place and they're going to go and they're going to be, there's that community that develops around them. So make sure that it's not just from the pulpit, you're talking to the congregation, but you're also asking your service teams to build teams and move in teams as well.
Agreed on all counts.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for listening into the New Churches Q&A podcast. If you haven't left a question yet, I know we've been reading Plus member questions here and there, and that's really because they get their personalized answers that week when they submit it. But occasionally we like to pull that out and share it with you as our podcast audience. But you know what? You don't need to be a Plus member to submit a question. All you have to do is go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right and hit send a voicemail, or you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, speakpipe.com/newchurches on your mobile device. Send that question in and we would love to answer. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time.